This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
That's the lesson. Let's bring up verse 11. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? Verse 12. And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? That's interesting. The Lord says, why should you be trusted with anything if you can't be trusted with what you've got? I'm going to share with you a principle that I've never shared here before, that maybe sometimes the Lord withholds something from us because He knows what we'll do with it. We won't use it wisely. Let me give you a great, fascinating story told by Mike Herman. Mike Herman was a guy who grew up in Illinois who was an avid, hardcore baseball fan. He would go to see the St. Louis Cardinals play. He would go to see the Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox. He lived, I think, in between the two states or two teams. And for 38 years, get this, for 38 years, he took his baseball glove and to these baseball games with the idea of catching a fly ball, a foul ball, batting practice ball, whatever. He always took his glove. And for 38 years, never caught a ball. He was at one particular game for batting practice before the game. St. Louis Cardinals were having batting practice, Mark McGwire and the other guys that were there at the time. And he was hoping to catch one of the balls that would during batting practice. There was a five-year-old boy standing next to him with his baseball glove by the name of James. He couldn't even pronounce the names of the baseball players, and he would holler out to Mark McGwire and the other, hit one to me, hit one to me. And Mike Herman said he was so taken with this five-year-old boy's interest in getting a ball, he said to him, look, if I catch a ball, I'm going to give it to you. He said, I haven't caught one for 38 years. So he said, I didn't think the risk was that big. 5 minutes later, guess what happened? Mike Herman caught a fly ball, and he gave it to James. And then Mike Herman writes this. It's an interesting thought. He said, I wonder how much God withholds from us or doesn't give us because He knows what we'll do with it. Maybe God would give us more if He knew we were going to give it away or give part of it away. Isn't that interesting? Never heard anybody say that before. Maybe God would give us more if He knew that we would give it away or give part of it away. Whoever is not trustworthy with someone else's property, why should they expect to have property of their own? Let's bring up verse 13. No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Folks, this sounds simplistic, but I believe it's true. You have two gods to choose from in your life. It's either God or it's money. It means either it's the Lord or it's things. It doesn't mean you can't have money and worship God. It just means who's your Lord. Who do you take your cues from? Who owns you, so to speak? I don't know what you think about demon possession. Jack Hayford from California says most people, when you mention demon possession, think of Linda Blair, the actress in the movie The Exorcist, and they think of this contorted face and these horrific images of somebody being demon possessed. He said something about demon possession I never thought about before. He said this, possession has to do with ownership. Who owns you? What owns you? Possession has to do with ownership. Demon possession means demon ownership. We are either owned by the Lord or we're owned by an unholy spirit. We really are. It's that simple. Either the Lord owns you and He owns me, or something else owns me or owns you. You cannot serve both God and money. You will either hate one or despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.